Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a singer-songwriter with a very interesting story to tell, a story that has attracted 25-plus million views around the world. We welcome Emily Moore to the show all the way from Canada. Is that where you are right now? Are you in Los Angeles? Where are you at?
I'm in Los Angeles, but I'm originally from Vancouver, Canada.
Right. Well, originally from Ontario, I read, and then you moved to Vancouver.
When I was two.
When you were two. Okay. So the people that don't know Canada well, that's opposite ends of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so what brought you to America? What brought you to Los Angeles from a beautiful life in Vancouver? I know it's a beautiful place.
It is very beautiful. Yeah, I mean, I think just the pull of the music industry being so big here, I wanted to be surrounded by people who are kind of doing the same thing. I feel like the energy here is different. Everyone's hustling to get somewhere. And so that's what I craved, and that's what I moved here for. And the sun is nice too. It rains a lot in Vancouver, so.
Yes. The weather's better, and I'm sure in LA than in Vancouver. But the I don't know if there's any pressure coming from Canada as an artist, because there's been so many successful artists in the last few years that have come out of Canada. Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, the list goes on and on. You know, so there's got to be a little bit of pressure. Here you are from Canada. You want to make your mark?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of incredible, incredible artists that have come from there. I feel like they do always, one of their first steps is coming to LA or coming to the States. So that was my first step, and we'll see where I go from there.
And how long have you been in music? How long has this been a path you wanted to pursue?
Mm-hmm. I've always been a lover of music. I started classical piano training when I was 6 years old, and I grew up in church, very involved in music as well. And so it's always been a part of my life. My family's always been very musical too. So I think it was always in the back of my mind, something that I wanted to pursue to some degree. But I didn't start really taking songwriting and music seriously until probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And so, yeah, something kind of flipped. I was at the end of university and I was trying to figure out what to do. And a producer that I still work with to this day gave me an opportunity to kind of work on some music and try some things together. And from then on, I just fell in love with it and knew that it was something that was meant for me. So,
And I saw your producer in your little documentary video about the making of the hot air balloon video. And we'll talk more about that as we go along. But it's always nice to have helpful people, you know, in your corner. And so I read somewhere where you started off taking diary entries and turning them into songs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I used to write a lot in like a diary or my notebook when I was younger, going through heartbreak. And I think just looking back on those things and those emotions and those feelings, it's very easy to remember what I was going through and just put it into song. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And music can be therapeutic. I mean, it can help you get off your chest whatever it is you want, whatever message you want, help you deal with crisis as you dealt with the loss of your grandmother, which we'll be talking more about throughout the course of the interview. But before we get into that, I'd like to hear a song from you, the first song that you're going to perform for us. What's it called?
Absolutely. Well, Up in the Sky.
Up in the Sky. Oh, this is the new single. Yeah. All right. So here we are with Emily Moore, Up in the Sky. Let's check out the brand new single here on Border Crossings.
Where did you go? I miss you so. I'm all alone. You up there, you up in the sky. It's hard to see. But oh, I can't.
Crossings Up in the Sky, and that is Emily Moore, who is up in Los Angeles right now, and she's down from the sky. Now, tell me all about what happened in this video story. I guess you wanted to do a hot air balloon to get closer to your grandmother, who passed away from COVID. In fact, she thinks she was one of the first people to pass away from COVID early on, and 14 million, I heard, was the number, the latest number I got from people who've lost their lives to COVID. Wow. But your grandmother was like one of the first, and you didn't even get to say goodbye to her. So this was what you wanted to do, this tribute?
Yeah. So writing the song, I was watching the movie Up, and that scene we all know came on, and I couldn't help but think what that song would sound like with lyrics, because it's just such a beautiful soundtrack and it's part of such an incredibly heartbreaking scene. And so the words just kind of flew out of me, and then from then on, sharing it on TikTok and having it resonate with so many people. Just so many people were sharing so many stories of their loved ones that had passed away, not just from COVID, but from any journey of life. And I kind of just felt the need to do something bigger and something greater, to kind of pay tribute and honor these lives and honor my grandma's life. And then, yeah, selfishly, to be able to kind of have a moment with her in my own way, because I didn't get to say goodbye. And so that's kind of what fueled the hot air balloon video. And then obviously the movie Up is about balloons. And so it kind of felt on brand and on theme to do that. And then the song was called Up in the Sky before I even thought of doing the hot air balloon video. So it just all came together so beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently it wasn't so easy. You were trying to find a hot air balloon willing to take you up and let you perform, and they all said no. And you stumbled across a guy who had a similar experience to yours, and he said yes.
Yes, yeah, which was, it's such an incredible story. So I think the tricky thing was people were not willing to let me put my piano and my mic in the basket, which to me was kind of surprising, because you can kind of shove like 10 or 15 people in some of these balloon baskets, and it didn't weigh more than that. But I think it was just the idea of bringing something foreign into the basket that they don't normally do. So that was tricky for me. And then when I stumbled upon Denny, the pilot that I flew with, he already knew the song, and that had been a song that had been really helpful for him in grieving the loss of someone in his life. And so it just felt so poetic and so meant to be that I would find him and that we would be able to experience this together. It was truly amazing.
Mm-hmm. And his balloon just so happened to be a projector, where you could actually put, an image or images on his balloon, which was very appropriate for what you were doing.
Yes, I had no idea that that would even be possible. I was thinking of ways that we could somehow incorporate people's loved ones that we had lost in the video in some way. And then when we hopped on the phone, he was like, oh, well, like, I've seen, you know, some of the videos that you've done so far paying tribute to these lives. Like, we have a green screen balloon, like, you could do that as well. And it was like, I just couldn't believe it. It was unreal. So yeah, very special thing to be able to do.
Mm-hmm. The pieces finally came together, and you're afraid of heights, but you went up in a hot air balloon.
Yes, that was not, I did it for the meaning and the purpose of it, but I would probably never do that again. I'm so afraid of heights. And I was really losing it up there. Like, especially because the keyboard that I had was not light and it wasn't really strapped into anything. And so I kind of had to balance myself and the mic and everything. And then the basket was moving. Oh, very scary.
You were going to land on that falls. What's the name of the falls in the movie Up?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Where they just come out of the clouds and they go down into the falls.
Exactly, yeah.
Emily Moore is our guest here on Border Crossings, and Up in the Sky is the name of her newest single, which is inspired by the film Up. And so when you were up in the hot air balloon and you were performing this song, which was inspired by your grandmother, what emotions went through you? What were you feeling at that time? It must have been hard to get through the song.
It was very emotional. First of all, just the fear of heights and kind of the nervousness around that was a lot. And so my emotions were heightened already. And then as soon as we went up above the clouds, I cannot describe how powerful that moment was. It was so peaceful, so quiet. It was very warm because the sun was just beating down on us. And it was just like it was such a beautiful moment to be able to share and just kind of sit in my thoughts and sing this song to my grandma and just have that space to do that. It was unlike anything I've ever experienced. So very special to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you had a special bond with your grandmother, but why is she so special to you?
She's a lovely, lovely person. She was very bubbly. She loved hearing about other people's stories and lives. She was very friendly to anyone she met, strangers or people she knew. She made the best chicken noodle soup and fudge. Everyone knew her for her fudge. She used to take me shopping when I was little and let me try on every pair of high heels in the store and then buy me whatever I wanted. It was very nice. She used to get all of me and my siblings a gift for all of our birthdays. So we kind of had 4 birthdays every year, which was very special. She was just a very fun, loving person. And so, yeah.
Did you feel her presence when you were above the clouds?
I did. I felt like, I think just there was so much emotion and so much pain and not being able to say goodbye for me personally. And I think just having that moment to be able to just breathe and think of her and sing to her, it was just very special for me. So yeah, I feel like I did.
Mm-hmm. And your message has resonated, as I mentioned a while ago, to 25 million or so views. It's probably the numbers larger than that currently, but you've touched a lot of people, probably those who are sharing similar struggles, similar pains. And tell me if you could share some of the stories you've heard back from some of those people. Out of 25 million, I'm sure you've gotten a bunch of email, a bunch of messages.
Absolutely. Yeah, lots of people have been sharing. It honestly got it was wrecking me emotionally when people started reaching out, because it was just DM after DM saying, you know, I lost my father or my sibling or my grandpa or my grandma or whoever it was, a friend, a cousin. And it was just all of these very unique stories. I think the power of that too was like everybody remembers these loved ones for so many unique specific reasons, and like to be able to read someone's story about very specific things is just so powerful. One of the most powerful ones was a woman shared that her husband had passed and their wedding was Up themed. And so this song was really powerful to her because that song meant so much to them. And then, you know, in that loss, she was able to kind of, I think, grieve with this song as well. And that was just a beautiful thing to be able to share with her. So it's been very powerful.
That's great. It's wonderful that you did that. Did you hear anything from, I think it's Disney? Did you hear anything from them about taking a theme that was written for the film and turning it into your own? Was there...
No,
any pushback?
No pushback, and I haven't heard from them at all, but maybe someday.
Yeah, when you make that $1 million, they'll be calling you.
I'm knocking.
Yeah. So Emily Moore is talking to us, and hopefully she'll sing for us right now. Would you do another song?
Absolutely.
Now, yes. What is this one?
This next one's called Someone Else's Wedding. It's unreleased, and it's on my debut album that I'm working on currently.
Oh, wow. So this is a worldwide premiere. No one's heard the song. It hasn't been released. So what's it called?
Someone Else's Wedding.
Someone Else's Wedding. Here's Emily Moore on Border Crossings.
I know I'm 19, but I'm ready to marry you. I know I said that we should wait, but now that you're gone, I'd rather say I do. We're both here standing at the altar, but I'm wearing blue. And I know it's not a wedding, but I can't stop looking at you. Did we make a mistake? I know we were too young. I have so much to say, but I'm holding my tongue. I object, I still want you. I know I still love you, I still love you. We're both at someone else's wedding, faking smiles and
Crossings, that's Emily Moore and Someone Else's Wedding. Whose wedding? Who else's wedding? What inspired that song?
So it was my brother's wedding, and a few weeks prior, my boyfriend at the time had broken up with me, and we were both in the wedding party. And so you can imagine, on a day meant to be full of love, and it was a beautiful, beautiful day, so much love, but standing up there kind of at the altar across from someone who doesn't want to be with you anymore was quite devastating. And so this song came from that. I think also I really wanted to write it because I think everyone has experienced at some level going, or some people have experienced at some level going to a wedding where an ex is at or in, or mm-hmm. maybe going to their ex's actual wedding. And I think it's just a relatable song in that sense. So mm-hmm. that's why I wrote it.
And you can go to your sister-in-law and say, throw the bouquet hard at her.
Yes.
Or at him, in this case, at him.
Yeah.
All right. Emily Moore is here on Border Crossings. And how long, I mean, did you decide that this is the career you wanted? I mean, has it been like your whole life you knew music was what you wanted to do and pursue? Or is it, you know, did you have another goal in life and then something else changed that goal?
Mm-hmm. I think always in the back of my mind, I wanted to do something music related. When I graduated high school and started at university, I just kind of did that because I felt like that was the thing that people needed to do. And so I ended up going in and studying history and English to become a teacher because I kind of lost my way. And I think I didn't have the confidence to pursue music. I didn't know what that would look like. I didn't know what to do. And so I just said, like, don't do that. It's going to be too difficult. You don't know what you're doing. And then my producer, who I still work with to this day, we had kind of been playing in a bit of a band together at the church that we were going to. And he basically said, in a year, I'm going to move to LA. I want to be a producer. I'm going to make this happen for myself. So if you want to work on anything like over this next year, now's your chance, like hop on if you want to. And so immediately something clicked in my head and I was like, this is your chance. This is your opportunity. Like, take it. And I went home and I wrote like 3 songs. And then I just like every day kept sending new stuff. We started working together weekly. And then from then on, I just fell in love with it and I knew I had to do this. So
mm-hmm. That's fantastic. How many songs have you written about ex-boyfriends?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know at this point. It's hundreds.
And I know that one of your inspirations is Taylor Swift, who also has had a history of expressing her broken heart in different songs, and it's worked out quite well for her. Do the guys that you wrote those songs about know they're about them?
I don't know. Honestly, don't care. I'll stay out of it.
I love that. Emily Moore is with us, and you said debut album. Tell me more about the debut album. When can we expect the debut album? What will the story be on the debut album?
So this album is about first love, first heartbreak, and kind of losing an innocence to yourself. I think like when you first fall in love for the first time, you give everything you have because you don't know anything else. And then when you lose that, it's very hard to love again after that because you've been hurt. You don't really give all of yourself again. And so it's just kind of playing with those themes. I love this project. It's very inspired by Coldplay and Taylor Swift, two of my favorites. And it gives that kind of early 2000s Brit pop band feel in a sense, but then with a female vocalist on top. So that's what I'm aiming for. In terms of when it's coming out, I'm not entirely sure yet, but we're still in the finishing stages of it. So hopefully we can get at least a couple of the songs rolled out this year.
Mm-hmm. Ballads, mostly ballads, or do you have a variety of different music?
Yeah, we've got ballads. We've got some bigger band feel songs that are a little more stadium vibes. So we've got mm-hmm. it all.
All right. What is your favorite music? What do you like to go and listen to and watch perform?
Mm-hmm. I love Coldplay. I love Bon Iver. I love John Mayer. Mm-hmm. I love Taylor Swift and Adele. Julia Michaels is one of my favorite writers. I love all types of music. I love Taking Back Sunday and Blink-182. So yeah, I love to draw inspiration from all sorts of places.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, singer-songwriters, that's where it's at right now, is the actual singer-songwriters, like Ed Sheeran and the artists you've mentioned, you know, Taylor Swift, who's a genius. Mm-hmm. But, you know, writing your own music is something special when you can actually convey something that's important and personal to you. And Emily Moore is going to do another song for us. What's the next song?
So I thought I'd give you one more from the album. It's called Carousel.
And what's the inspiration?
Well, I just wrote it about how love sometimes feels like you are spinning in circles and there's no way of getting off a carousel or something spinning like that. And kind of the sentiment of like, if this is what it's going to feel like, I just don't even want to love anyone anymore.
Mm-hmm. Emily Moore, this is Carousel on Border Crossings. Crossings, and it's Carousel. Emily Moore is our guest, and so the new album, when is it coming out?
We don't have a set time yet, but hopefully we can roll out a couple of the songs by the end of this year, and then hopefully next year the full album will come out.
And how about album titles that you're kind of tossing around?
Ooh, I'm not sure if I'm sharing that yet.
Come on, well, come on, just between you and I.
It is a color, and just between us, it's going to be called green.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Seriously, you've already made that decision. This is what it's going to be called. And why? Tell me, what's the relevance of that particular color?
I think in all of the songs, that color felt like the most common thread in terms of that. There's lots of themes of like childhood and first love and stuff. And I was really connected to nature when I was younger. And so I think just in terms of kind of being out, being in the grass, being the trees, that color really resonated. And then I also do feel like that color, I think when you fall in love for the first time, you're very like, you're very green in some ways, like you're kind of new to this, you're experiencing it for the first time. And it's kind of like a go, 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 I'm going to give my all. But then it backfires a little bit. But I think the purity and like the innocence of just letting yourself fall in love and going for it is what I got from that. And so, yeah, all of those different themes.
That's great. Green will be the album. We'll be looking for it. Where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok. That's where I'm mostly at. And then YouTube for some of my bigger ideas. Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a tour, or are you just doing little one-off shows right now to promote the singles and try some music out? Or
I hope for a tour. I'm actually currently building up some people to attempt to pull off the ultimate heartbreak concert. So it's just an idea at the moment, but the goal is to fill a stadium with people who want to come for heartbreak and heartbreak alone. So we're building that out. You can find that series on my TikTok and on Instagram Reels right
Will
now.
Will tissues be provided?
Yes, 100%.
So you sound like a very romantic person and a very, you know, it sounds like love is a big, big, big part of your life and your career as well, your music. So what else does Emily Moore like to do when she's not going in the direction of love, pursuing Cupid or whatever? What do you like to do?
I love making like crafts and things, which is kind of random. I love like DIY stuff. So I made this like collage here.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, I like painting canvases and different things. I love watching shows and movies. I'm a binge watcher, so you'll find me there. I just joined a running club, which I kind of reluctantly joined, but my friend wanted to do it, so I'll be running. You'll see me running through the
I'll
street.
See you run. There goes Emily.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show. It's a pleasure to meet you, and your story is very, very moving. And poignant, and I'm sure your grandmother's very, very proud. She was proud before. I love the voice message you put in the documentary of your grandma that she left for you. And you're a great granddaughter. I'm sure she loves you and looks down and is very proud. So thank you for doing this for us and for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It means a lot.
Is there any message you'd like to send out to we're on in 100 countries around the world. So wow. People are meeting Emily Moore for the very first time, and we're also being watched by the military, the U.S. troops tune in. So is there any message you want to send a shout out?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would just love to say, if you have the time, check out the hot air balloon video. I think it will really impact you. It's been really powerful, and it's such a special project to me. So check that one out.
And you've got photos of other people's loved ones, too.
Yes. Yeah. Videos play on the balloon. So, and then we also have another music video with people submitted photos of their loved ones as well. So check those out. They're very powerful.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Emily Moore, for being with us. Up in the Sky is the name of the new single. Green will be coming out in the near future. And we'll hear from Emily Moore the next time she's in DC, the next song that you put out, the next hot air balloon. Do you have another conquest? You know, because you came up with this idea. Is there another conquest you're looking at?
We have some things in the works, but nothing too concrete enough to share. So keep on the lookout on YouTube. Yeah.
You want to sing a song on the top of Mount Everest or something?
Low key, yeah, I should.
Emily Moore is our guest. Thank you so much, Emily. This is Border Crossings. You're watching VOA TV.